This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, people. You know, when you become a part of the solution, you open your mouth. You heard Dr. B, I meant to say something, she was on. She's right. Find out where your school board, your water board, your city council, find out where they're meeting, when they're meeting. And if you can't be there, send them an email. Make a phone call, a voicemail, send them an email, let them know how you feel about these issues, the kind of things you're looking for. There's no reason in the world why your voice can't be heard. Don't say, well, I don't have kids in the district. Well, you may have grandkids, nieces, nephews. You pay taxes in that area, then you get a right. You have a right to have a voice. 855-REAL-JOE. You got something to say? 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I want to get back to what I was talking about earlier. Some of you came on unhinged when I was talking about it. I don't know why. I want you to think about something. I know some of you caught me on Newsmax the other day, and we were talking about what went down on the 6th. And one of the comments that I made that made one of the commentators kind of crazy was, I said, look, you have been squeezing us for over 10 years. And you've heard me say this a couple times on the show lately. We spent 8 years being oppressed and browbeat by the Obama administration. If you were Christian, Republican, and a conservative, you were in his target. And I can go down a list of stuff that they did to us, but you know what the left would consider all of those great things to do to a conservative. And so we were oppressed. We were pushed down. We were told all the things that we couldn't do when it came to, you know, worship in our Bibles and, you know, having a Bible. I mean, the one that tinges me the most, they couldn't have a Bible in the Naval Hospital because you need to be inclusive. Well, then, heck, you know, put the Bible in there, put the Quran in there, put the Torah in there, put whatever other scripture in there, put a book with blank pages for the atheists. I mean, give everybody a shot. But don't take it away. I'm on my dying bed. I took a bullet for you to keep you safe. You coward at home that's never really done anything. Some of you in Congress have never stepped foot. The only place you get close to when you saw the military guy is some line at Costco or something. But these guys are willing to take bullets for your safety and the safety of the world as a whole in the country. And you can't allow them to have their, you're so much smarter than them, you know so much more about religion and God. You know, most of the elites, I got news for you, even you little trolls that are listening, most of you elites, or the elites, they think you're whack because you believe in a supreme being. They are the only supreme being you should believe in. The Democrat Party, I'm now starting to liking them to Mount Olympus, okay? They all believe themselves to be gods. They all believe themselves that they should have that power. They should have that right and reason to be able to tell you what to do and how to do. I haven't seen one that was at Yale. They came out and they want to throw out the Constitution. They want it wiped from their, you know, from their school. They don't want to have to adhere to it. Not one Democrat came out and said, look, you have a freedom of speech because of that document. If you wipe that out, you will give us the right to come in here when you speak against the government and throw your sorry little rich butt in jail. Right? That's exactly what would happen. You guys don't get it. You'd be on a street corner. They'd tell you you could only have four people there. You have a fifth person there. You either all get thrown in jail or you would all be shot, period. And don't say, oh, look, it never happened in America. Look at what's been going on. Amazing. Most Americans, I think, what was it, 7 out of 10? Can't name three branches of government. Can't name anything in the Constitution to speak of. Can't tell you. If they can name it, they can't tell you what it means. They've had it easy for so long. We Americans have had it handed to us for so long. We scream, I've got rights. Well, you do. You don't have a clue what they are. I mean, seriously. 85. No, I got. Breathe deep, Joe. Breathe deep. Yeah. And it is, you know, Joe Biden is right. That darkest day in history wasn't because of what was done at the Capitol. It was what the American people bought from it. It had to be MAGA. It had to be Trump instigated. And the Dems, Schumer, Pelosi, Sheila Jackson Lee, and Biden, and the rest of them, got a walk on all the violence they stoked across the country. All of it. And they haven't come out and spoke. How is it that this is MAGA related? This is a MAGA issue. He's a white supremacist. When President Trump had, what, 30, 40 rallies across the country that had anywhere from 10 to 50 or 60,000 people at them, and never had a hint of this kind of violence. Never. We've seen picture after picture after picture after the Trump people leave. The place is not immaculate, but it's clean. Garbage pails are overflowing, but everything's in the garbage pails or close to. When you see the ISIS, when you see the left protesting teams, the place is just a dump afterward. It looks like a dump. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This is now an all-out war. You watch what happens on Wednesday. You will see. You will see on Wednesday how much of a fight this is going to end up being. And you're going to have to fight for your rights. They're not going to follow the Constitution. They haven't yet. Children's Senior Host, we'll be back in a few minutes.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count 10-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. Lots of fun. Joe Pacino, your host, Mr. Ross out of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, make the donation. I've got to get you guys the information on the court case that's coming up and how you get involved, how you can get engaged, how you can help out. Hey, look, I'm here protecting, or trying to protect, or trying to fight for you. And, man, I'll tell you what, they don't care. They don't care. They come at some of us with a vengeance, just simply because we love God, because we love country, and we don't see them as the end all be all catch all for everything wrong with mankind. Seriously, I started the story earlier, but I never really finished it. Right? Hansen, Mehdi Hansen says that MAGA terrorists are more dangerous than Al-Qaeda was after 9/11. You've got Joey B. and Pelosi saying, you know, last week was one of the darkest days. Because of what? I mean, the fact that we lost 3,000 at Pearl Harbor and 3,000 at 9/11, whatever. Not a biggie. They were probably mostly Trump support. Now, you know, it was funny. Joe Biden today, I'm sorry. One of his surrogates said, when you're looking at the military that's guarding D.C., one of the concerns that they had was 75%, I talked about this earlier, 75% of them were white men, which are Joe Biden supporters. I mean, usually Republican and or Trump supporters. Yeah, because they're all white guys or they're white guys and alluding to the fact that they can't be trusted, they need to be checked out. Then how is it that the military vote leaned right and went for Biden? What's he got to worry about? If the votes were real, and the majority of the military votes coming from overseas went for Biden, they'll be more than happy to protect Biden, wouldn't they? Isn't it a perfect fit at that point? So why are they all getting browbeat and going through, you know, these mental things to find out where they're at? Because they really believe that white conservative men are dangerous. Right? We just think they're evil and stupid. They think we're dangerous. And if you look at who's doing the rioting, who's doing the damage, it's the left. MSNBC's Mehdi Hassan, I don't even watch these shows, at his word when he says he's not trying to downplay 9/11 on a condition that he's not thinking we're in any way trying to downplay the January 6th assault. The more we're hearing about it, the more it sounds like groups plan the attack in advance, with some reasonable Trump supporters simply following through the broken doors when they shouldn't have. Hassan did a segment on his show where he argued that what he calls MAGA terrorist, domestic terrorism by far right, is more of a threat to the country, ready for this, than Al-Qaeda after 9/11. Really, at all the MAGA events performed by MAGA, put together by MAGA, some that got out of hand, find me how many we killed, how many died, times it by two, and we're still lower. We're still nowhere near what Antifa and BLM have done. Over those riots, over 2,000 cops that got hurt or shot. Cops that were there not just to protect property, but protect them. See if you can make it through all five reasons why he thinks, when he said number five, is that Al-Qaeda didn't have cable news channels on its side. Then he got some video of Tucker Carlson. I mean, think about that. So he's admitting that if the media is on your side, you can win. They can direct this. I love it. I think it's hilarious. Christopher, can't pronounce his last name, he says he's worried about far-right terrorism too. But it's weird to say it's more dangerous than Al-Qaeda. Even listeners to his show are having a problem with him. Really. Anyway, when you talk about 9/11, remember how you could talk about it, and no matter what happened, no matter where the violence was after that, if it was under the name of Allah, you could not tie them together. Even though every other one was the same. Any other police investigation that was working through that, if they saw the same MO, the same way it worked out, the same way that they chose the victims, the same way they chose to kill the victims, they would call it a serial killer because they would put it all on the same person and or, you know, the same group. Like the Charlie Manson stuff for you older folks. Not that much different. But now MAGA's going to get blamed for everything. You didn't roll that up into Trump, but you couldn't do any of that. Right? When we were having people killed here in the U.S. in the name of Allah. And you heard this one. You know, I mean, you talk about getting closer and closer and closer to fascism, and people just don't see it. As some of you know, said AIG cancels insurance for former MLB great and the Trump supporter Kirk Schilling. I heard about TV today. He's like, you know what? It's really no big deal. It's just insurance. I'll get it somewhere else. What scared him was the fact that they could just decide to go back, look it up, and decide that was going to keep you out. Right? January 15, 2021, former Major League Baseball star pitcher, conservative commentator, and Trump supporter, Kurt Schilling, said that the insurance company AIG canceled his family's policy, not due to non-payment, not due to him, you know, maybe lying or fudging how many accidents he'd been in. They're all due to his social media posts. In a tweet Tuesday night, he wrote that, "We will be just fine, just wanted to get Americans to know that the AIG insurance canceled our insurance due to my social media profile." It's just amazing. Now, again, it's a private company. They can do anything they want. I got it. But at what point will you call it out as fascism? You think they did this on, they're in it for the almighty buck. You think they did this on their own? You don't think anybody up top or somebody who will be in future parlor didn't get a hold of them? Then you're not paying attention. You really are. 22,000. If you're paying attention, you're asking, why is it 22,000 troops in D.C.? We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan DeRocky.
U.S. military officials and the FBI are working to screen all of the National Guard troops being deployed to Washington, D.C. ahead of Wednesday's inauguration. Around 25,000 troops will be on hand as security has been tightened around the U.S. Capitol after the breach of the Capitol building 2 weeks ago. Officials say they don't have any specific intelligence that there are any inside threats, but are taking the extra steps to ensure that the inauguration is a safe event. Senator Ben Cardin says heightened security is a step towards protecting our democracy. The Maryland Democrat tells MSNBC that taking some extra precautions is the right thing to do.
I think they're taking every conceivable precaution to make sure that January the 20th is a safe day for our country and for our democracy. So they're taking extra precautions. I don't, as you said, there's no specific risk of anyone in the National Guard being compromised, but it's the right thing to do. Safety has to be our first priority.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. I can do nothing about the video. It's all government watch. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And we were talking a little bit about, you know, not just Kurt Schilling being, you know, nailed by AIG Insurance. And not for anything he did wrong. Not for non-payment, not for, you know, what, just for being a Trump supporter. So now I guess they're going to charge you rates or let you sign up or not sign up based on who you voted for. This is true fascism, people. This is the kind of thing you would have to push back. It's uncomfortable. You cannot live with it. You can't say, well, it's just for a few years. I'll go through with it. It won't work that way. Look, they're going to give people, and you're going to go, oh, wow, people need it. Well, you know what? Pakistan doesn't need 10 million. These other countries don't need the millions and millions of dollars that are coming from this country. You care about the people of this country, then all the money stays here. Helps them out. Helps them get maybe re-educated or whatever. And what are you going to do when all these eviction notices are lifted, the mandated non-eviction notices from the government? What are you going to do? And, again, more and more and more are letting AIG know that, hey, this isn't cool. This is, let's see if they'll reverse themselves. They probably won't because they don't care. Insurance companies got, you know, more money than well, I won't say more money than God, but pretty darn close. They tend to be the ones that insure the, you know, high rises in these downtown areas. A lot of places where they put your insurance money, where they invest it so they can you know, turn it around 5 or 6 or 7 times in value. I said it earlier, with Trump on the way out, Mel Lightfoot has decided in Chicago, hey, these restaurants need to reopen as quickly as possible. What about the guns, Lightfoot? What are you doing about those? You ought to get rid of those, don't you think? I'm asking. Democrat Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, now a week before the presidential elect Joe Biden's supposed to be sworn in, she's calling for an end. You know, why is she calling for an end to her own lockdown? She should just say, I'm lifting all the restrictions. With the November election now, you know, way behind us at this point, Democrats and academics everywhere, something they want to see an end to this job-killing garbage. It's ravishing people's mental health. Right, and the forced mask wearing and such. Right, it's job killing. And the way you have to seat people in these restaurants, again, job killing. Not just job killing, business killing. Restaurants bank on 100%, well, to a big degree, bank on turning those tables a lot and 100% capacity, not 25%. They don't put the extra tables in there to look good. So when you truly see what the Dems are doing, it's scary. I want to get our bars and restaurants reopened as quickly as possible, Lighthood said. Gallup reported that she called restaurants one of the safer places for people to be. Yo, Newsom, one of yours. She's telling you you're wrong. They got above and beyond to put in mitigation controls inside of the restaurants. She said she felt very strongly that we're very close to a point we should be talking about opening our bars and restaurants again. Well, only till, I think, 10 o'clock. Because COVID wakes up at 10, apparently. The mayor then seemed to signal that she understood that understands that outlawing things creates a black market demand for them. Previously, it appeared that she had never read her city's history of the story of, what's his name, the Capone guy. Remember him? If we have people and we give them an outlet for entertainment, restaurant space, bar space, there's more of an opportunity for people to blow off some steam. They'll be able to regulate and control that environment. People are engaging in risky behaviors, not only putting themselves at risk, but people around them at risks. You know, we had a conversation about, and some of the school boards are having conversations around keeping the kids in sports, allowing them to condition in sports. And you see it happen everywhere. They need to be able to blow off steam. They need to be able to get out there and do things. Now remember, this woman is the same person, I could use a different word, but I'm going to be nice, who banned haircuts for Windy City residents. Remember? No haircuts in the city of Chicago. Well, she was getting her own, but she has to. She's a public figure. She has to look good when she goes out. Even though she told everybody not to go out. But anyway. You know, and in that vein, doesn't this, you know, this epiphany of consciousness, all of a sudden, she got woke. No, she got Bidened. Now, she's not the only Democrat. All of a sudden, Andy Cuomo, you know, he's looking. He put out a Twitter post that looked like it was written after a consultation with Trump, for this matter. We simply can't stay closed until the vaccine hits critical mass. The cost is way too high. We'll have nothing left to open. We must reopen the economy. We must do it smartly and safely. Listen to them playing us for fools. We're trying to. Right? What do we keep hearing? Yeah, I can't open. You can't do it. It's too dangerous. You don't realize how big. You don't realize how bad. Well, you guys don't either. And I can prove it. We got a list of about 40 of you that have been out and about, that have gone to restaurants and places you ought not to be, because it's too dangerous. For everybody else but you, apparently. Right? That simple. And another tweet from Newsweek says some who haven't been banned on Twitter for wrong thinking into a frenzy. COVID lockdowns have no clear benefit versus other voluntary measures. This is an international study shows that they didn't help. They did absolutely no good but put businesses out of business. Right? This isn't coming from nut job. These are places like the CDC and different governments. So if you want us to be scientific, you want us to listen, you want us to be, you look at the numbers, they don't jive with what you're saying. The peer-reviewed study, which was conducted by a group of Stanford researchers, It was published in the Wiley Online Library on January 5th. It analyzed coronavirus cases with growth in 10 counties in early 2020. Now, Newsweek is reporting that they're using this model. The researchers have determined that there's no clear significance. So the average Joe, I hate that term, but the average Joe, then the experts, and then the newspaper geeks have all said the same thing. Right? No clear, significant, beneficial effect in closing the restaurants down. I mean, what else do you need? I realize it's not, you know, what is it? You want a whole group of Democrats? Maybe we can buy some of them. I know they're buyable. To come out and tell the truth. Right? Just tell the truth about what's going on and how. Yeah, I'm just hitting a bunch of stories. I love doing this. Especially later on in the show. North Dakota is looking at a bill that would allow lawsuits over big tech censorship. Now, that's the way to go. However, you know the White House will never let this happen. They'll do something to intervene. A lawmaker in North Dakota put a bill together allowing citizens to sue big tech over censorship. After being shocked by big tech censoring Donald Trump and other conservatives in recent months, Republican state lawmaker introduces a bill that would put social media giants like Twitter and Facebook in legal trouble for restricting political posts. He said he drafted it in December and things have gotten worse. The state rep Tom Ketting. And again, how far is he going to get with this, do you think? Oh. We'll do the rest of it after the break. Joe Messina, your host, just to the Real Side on GCN Live. No, really. For real. North Dakota would allow you to sue. The rest of the country needs to do this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. Keep telling you, coffee tastes better in a TRS mug. You can get them online. Get them at the website. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5569. No, I do not have a coffee mug, coffee of the month, whatever, mug club or anything like that. Just buy it. You can always, again, hey, donations are welcome. Social media has really hurt a lot of us in our ability to be able to make money online and that kind of thing, especially. And you're seeing it play out today, right? You're seeing it play out all over the place. Again, 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. So, you know, we're talking about how North Dakota now is taking steps that would allow lawsuits over big tech censorship. It's willing to protect its citizens. I don't know why our government won't protect us. You know, I've talked to congressmen in the past. They're afraid of Twitter and Facebook. Hadn't been for a long time. For this reason, look at how much power they have. Right? The Parler CEO, John Mays, He said that they're going to be back operating soon. There are other companies out there that will work with you, that will help you, that are not all politicized. The problem they're going to run into at some point in time, if these boneheads in D.C. get their way, they're going to have more control over the cable companies as to what goes on there and what doesn't. They're just going to have more control all the way around. You heard earlier one of the companies or one of the legislators was calling for, you know, AT&T and Verizon and others not to make Newsmax and OAN as readily available because, you know, they spew negative and false information. Isn't it interesting how when a Democrat says something, we're supposed to take it as gospel truth? That's it. It's done. Set in stone. You know, look at what's his name, Swalwell. Eric Swalwell. I mean, what a piece of human stuff. Here's a guy they put on the security team, and they're going to put him on, you know, Trump's prosecution team, who they found out was in essence sleeping with a Chinese spy. So he could be tried. I mean, what it shows you how much better does it get? Diane Feinstein, she had a Chinese spy in her employ for 20 years almost. That's why they shouldn't be in there that long. They get stupid. You know, and again, you're gonna have to find a way to regulate these guys because the federal government won't. And the states have a right to decide what goes on in their states. End of discussion. You think of what's going on in this country. Remember, some of the things that you grew up, I grew up with, some of you. It's still a free country, or it's a free country. I can say whatever I want to. You can't anymore. I should say, they don't want you to. I'm not going to say you can't. Because they aren't going to stop me. And I believe that most of you listening to the show, they're going to stop you either. I'm going to say what I want to say, when I want to say it, how I want to say it. I've still got the First Amendment on my side, even whether you believe I do or not. And frankly, at this point, with many of you, I don't care what you think anymore. I have friends on the right that want to clean up their Twitters or their company Twitters because they're afraid they're going to offend somebody. Wow. So they won. They got you. Well, I got a business run. Yeah. Yeah. And if you reach out to more conservatives, if people knew by your flag flying and the things that you say and the things you do and the things you support, that you were more conservative, you were more God-fearing conservative American, you would be surprised at how many more people would probably, you know, buy your product, buy your services. But they don't know. They don't know what you stand for. You come out one thing here and there. It's just, again, like I've been teasing or joking about all our Christian buddies and sisters that come out after 4 years of the president being beat up. Now they wanted all these prayer vigils. Sorry, you're supposed to get out in front of it. So I believe, I know some of you are going to get mad at me, but yeah, big tech needs to be censored. If nothing else, it needs to be at least neutered. Something needs to be done to force them to play on a fair playing field. Now, Parler is trying to make its way back, and like I said, you know, it's not that it is a monumental task to do, but it's possible. And Amazon, some of you feed Amazon big time. Keep it up. Keep up the good work. They're the ones throwing off guys like Parler and others. They want more of those conservative websites off their hosting services. Amazon started making really big bucks when they started, you know, clouds, what we call cloud services, hosting services. They got the government contract. That was big, big money. You know, and again, when you talk about this activism, you talk about what Twitter, well, they have a right to do it. They're a private company. Okay, I get that. Let's say I totally 100% agree with you. Then let's step out on, how about we step out on discrimination? Right? There's no equalness there. Would you let the Ayatollah, who's calling for death to America, death to the Jews need to be annihilated, they're nothing more than a pimple on the body, and they leave them up there saying that stuff. I wonder what they're afraid of. Got to be afraid of something, don't you think? I mean, the Ayatollah is a pretty powerful guy in his part of the world. It never stops. Their hypocrisy never stops. And they don't see it, because when I drop these little... I love dropping, you already know, smoke bombs in Facebook on some of these pages. They think they got it all together. They got themselves. They're loving on themselves. And that's it. They are loving on themselves. And it's showing that, again, the differences between the two, they're showing that they're not being honest. They're so disingenuous. It's the Twitter banned Trump, right? But it left a lot, but one in particular, left-wing activist charged in the Capitol riot, he's still active. He can still post. He can still work on Twitter. That left-wing activist charged for his alleged participation in Capitol Hill still maintains control of his Twitter and YouTube accounts. John Sullivan is 26. He recorded up-close video of a woman's fatal shooting during January 6th. Right? And again, you don't get much more violent than that. He can be heard egging on, or allegedly egging on, protesters in a video he shared on his YouTube. He's got two Twitter accounts. Sullivan is accused of taking part of an encouraging riot as they swept through the building. He wore a gas mask. He had a knife. Right? And these are according to what's called out in the court papers. He can be heard telling rioters that we got to get this blank burned. This is our house. Why would you burn your own house down, you idiot? Is that stupid? I mean, sure, think about what they're doing. What is it with these people that they only believe in destruction? Right? And I'll hear from the left, it's because of all the pent-up anger. I'll hear from the left, they've been oppressed for so long. And when I say it about the Trump people, which I still don't believe they did the violence at the level everybody says they did. Well, not everybody, but some say. At the Capitol building. When you use those exact same words, they want to call you a racist. Now, Sullivan was released by a Utah federal judge without bail. Gee, he'll be back. As the protesters were climbing over the fence in the middle of all that chaos, Sullivan claimed, or allegedly, excuse me, he allegedly yelled in the video, "You guys are blank and savage. Let's go. This blank is ours. Blank, yeah. I can't believe this is a reality. I can't believe we're making this happen. Now we're going to be part of history." And five people did. Why isn't he part of, accessory to murder? Why not? I don't understand. They would do it to Trump. They would give it to Trump just for telling people to go up there and let their voices being heard. Sullivan faces federal charges of civil disorder, entering a restricted building, and violent entry of and disorderly conduct, but he was released without bail. Now, he's required by law to stay off of social media, surrender his passport, and remain on house arrest. However, they've already taken it down, somebody got a picture of him at a bar, at a party. It was a birthday party. There's a beer on the table, but they don't know if it's his or not. But he's not supposed to be involved. He shouldn't have been anywhere near the bar. And I love these kids. They'll say things like, what do you want me to do? Miss my friend's birthday? Well, yeah, when the judge says stay away from a bar and your friend has a birthday party in the bar, you're not supposed to go. Joe is your host. This is The Real Side. God bless. Thanks for being with me tonight. I always appreciate your time with me. We'll catch you here tomorrow. Don't do anything stupid, please.